Hello.
Hi there. We're back.
We're back.
Okay, so we'll get started. Are there any announcements that people would like to make? So I sent out an email reminder of this teleconference that the NRC's Climate Change Education Roundtable is occurring at the end of this month, the 31st and the 1st, and I provided the link that gives everybody the agenda of the meeting, and you can register to attend physically. There will be an opportunity to participate remotely, but the website now says that the instructions for that are coming. So, but the information is now available, so that's a big step forward.
Tamara, Frank mentioned last week that they'd had quite a few problems in the last while getting the online stuff set up, even though they tried quite hard. And he wasn't sure whether they really had resolved those problems, so we may still have some difficulties with that.
Yeah, I know. That's true. They made it, and I pushed them out, since I happen to be on the steering committee for this particular workshop, I've pushed them a little bit on that, and they tell me they're trying to address it, but I don't have a lot of leverage, so it may be an issue. I wouldn't count on more than being able to hear, and hopefully they. But I know that that was even an issue in a previous meeting. So, I will let them know that there is a concern about that.
Yeah, there are some of us who would really like to listen in at least. I just mentioned that came up on the event schedule too, so the link to that web page is also.
Say that again.
The Climate Literacy Network event schedule web page.
Mm-hmm.
I think up there.
Okay,
too,
great.
So it's there.
Okay, great. And as I don't know if everybody knows, we have been organizing a set of climate literacy sessions at the AGU meeting, and we are all busily organizing. We had 7 session proposals in. They were combined in some cases, so we now have a total of 5. But I think that encompasses 107 abstracts, so that's pretty
good.
Wow. And that was so, and just to give you some perspective, in all of the education sessions altogether, and there were 56 of them, 700 abstracts were submitted, and basically a tenth of them are, or actually a seventh of them are climate literacy focused. And so that meeting is the December 5th through the, 12th.
I think it's the 9th, officially, at least.
It's the whole week of the 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
December the 5th to the 9th.
Right.
And let's see what other events are coming up. At the GSA meeting, we have a number of presentations there, and that is the beginning of October 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then, as you know, we coordinated a set of sessions at the NAAEE meeting, and we'll have an all-day workshop on the 12th and a series of presentations through the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So that's moving forward. And if any of you are there those days, one of them will be the Climate Literacy Network Roundtable, which is basically a place where we can sit and inform people about the Climate Literacy Network. So if anybody else is there, you're welcome to join me and chat with people about the Climate Literacy Network.
Which day is that, Tamara?
I have to write
send it around a note.
I can send it around, but I can look pretty quick.
Okay.
The roundtable is Friday, October 14th from 9:30 to 10:50.
We
will have a presentation of the Clean Pathway Project on the 13th in the morning at 8:30.
Okay.
I don't know, Scott, if you updated people about the review camp.
We talked a little bit about it. I shared Mark's kind of stats on how many we reviewed,
okay,
how many failed, and how many went up to
good.
The editorial
board.
Nothing more than that, though. And there were only four of us last time.
Don, did you have another question about the NAAW meeting?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm. You said the 12th for the roundtable was on the 12th.
No, the roundtable is on the 14th.
Oh, 14th.
The day-long workshop on climate change is on the 12th.
Okay.
And one of the sets of conflicts that we have, so if people are there, it would be helpful. Susan Burr and I are both set to present at the NAAW workshop on the 12th, pending when our GSA presentations were scheduled. And wouldn't you know, they were scheduled for exactly the same time.
Of course.
And since we can't be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Minneapolis, Minnesota at the same time, we have backups, people who are going to present give our presentations for at the workshop.
Yeah, and unfortunately, right in there is Aztec as well. So, I mean, GSA, Aztec, and NAAW need to spread out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that would be helpful.
Most other associations are good at kind of like choosing a month and kind of staying there. But these three just are slamming on top of each other.
and NAAE is going to be basically that week for the next 3 years. The week that has October 9th, 10th, 11th in it. So just as a by the way.
Okay.
It's gonna
Not
be
that we
Oakland.
Have any clue with when GSA is.
Yeah, really. It's going to be Oakland and then Baltimore and then Ottawa, Canada.
Oh, nice. That's a nice spread.
Yeah.
The American Association of Sustainability in Higher Education is also that week.
Oh, Lord.
ASHI and a lot of sustainability coordinators and that sort of thing go to that. And that's my conflict. I am expected to be in two places at one time, too, that week.
Jim, is that you're going to be regarding the NSF grant you guys just got with Second Nature?
We're going to see the Second Nature people there. We're going to have a meeting, but that's not what the presentation is. I don't think. I'm not sure. There's so many that I can't keep them straight anymore.
There you go.
Somebody hands me a plane
Frank,
ticket.
Is that Frank on
the
phone?
It is Frank.
Okay, well, as you know, during the course of the summer, we've sort of taken a bit of a hiatus from actually having presentations during these calls because there's so many people away, but we will be picking that up in September. So if anybody is interested in presenting on the Climate Literacy Network about your ongoing project or wanting to get input about some aspect of your project, you can let Scott Carley know. You can let me know also, but Scott is going to be scheduling these. We kind of shoot for one every 2 to 3 weeks. So we have plenty of time for discussion, but we also can learn about various efforts. So if anybody is interested, well, we started to engage specific groups, but like I said, if anybody's interested, please let us know. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that people have that's going on or that they'd like to discuss?
I'm sorry, Tama, can you just this is Denise Dublin. Can you just clarify again if anyone wants to present their project, you mentioned to let you or Scott.
All right, so what we've been doing over the past few years is we on the Climate Literacy Network, we have the website, we have the agenda for the meeting, and during the course of the summer, it's been pretty low-key, mostly informal discussion, but during the course of the academic year, we are interested in hearing about various people's work, and you can share it in various forms. Most of the time, people create a series of PowerPoints that we post on the website for people to download, and then they present the PowerPoints and then facilitate a discussion about the effort, and we record that and we post both the PowerPoints and the recording afterwards so that people could listen afterwards. If you would prefer to demonstrate a website, we are trying to gain. It's a little bit more awkward and a little bit more work up front, but we do have a license for Illuminate, and we can facilitate that also. Like I said, it just takes a little bit more work up front to get that working. But we're going to be doing that for the clean professional development. We're going to be using that more and more, so we'll get a little bit more experience with it. So it's basically an hour, although we always start the call out with announcements. So starting at about 10 minutes after the hour or so on average, if you have about 50 minutes to present and a facilitated discussion. And sometimes people want input about their about some aspect of their effort, and so if we advertise that early enough up front, you can get a lot of additional people calling in to sort of listen to what your effort is and to provide your input. So and there's just various avenues that you can make use of the Climate Literacy Network by informing people what your project is about. If it's a professional development program that you would like to advertise to teachers, you can send that out for the most of the people in the Climate Literacy Network aren't necessarily educators, but they have access to their own communities of educators and can get that word out farther. We also work to coordinate our participation in meetings, and as we were discussing at the beginning of this call, we have a coordinated set of sessions at AGU this year. We have a coordinated set of sessions at the NAAEE meeting, and we have quite a few talks at GSA. And so there'll be times when we'll have discussions on this call about how we're actually going to do that coordination. So sometimes the call will be dedicated to a particular topic for an activity that the Climate Literacy Network wants to pursue. So does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Denise, please let us know if there's something you would like to present. So you can contact Tamara, and her email I know is on the teleconference schedule page. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's FCARLEY@coexploration.net.
Sorry, you said FC.
FCARLEY.
Okay.
Yeah, at coexploration.net.
Scott, it might be worthwhile if you send an email out to the listserv, just saying that you're scheduling presentations on the Climate Literacy Network calls, and so everybody will have your email then.
Excellent. I will do that right after this call.
Great. I look forward to that. That'd be good.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other topics people would like to talk about? Or things people should be aware of? Okay, well, if not, we will have a short call today. We will talk again next week. Some of us might be on the way to the NRC roundtable, but those of you who are available can have a good discussion next week.
I'm sure we will.
All right.
Great. Thanks for to everyone, then.
I see you at the roundtable.
Yep. Bye.
Good. Bye now.
Holly. Bye-bye.